Holy Spirit, have your way in this place. We love you, Jesus. We praise you. And I speak life for all of us, all our audience of in different countries, those watching from Las Cruces, from Texas, from New Mexico, from Argentina, those watching us from Israel, from Cameroon, from Nigeria. Get ready. Bless us this morning, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Anointed people. Oh, come. I just feel like angels in this place. Anointed people. Once a man is anointed in Israel, he has been separated for something awesome. The anointed people are different. The case is different. The well is different. Anointed pastors, their world is different. Anointed believers, they live in a different world. Let me look at us again. Anointed people live in a different atmosphere. Being a Christian does not make you anointed. Being old in Christ does not make you anointed. Quoting scriptures cannot make you anointed. The first human being that oil was poured upon his head and was anointed is called Aaron. God bless you. You are passing me. Aaron is the first human being that officially was consecrated and anointed. Exodus 28 from verse 2 and verse 41. And thou shalt make holy garments for Aaron, thy brother, for glory and for beauty. Any tailor here? Thou shalt make a very special dress for Aaron, for glory and for beauty. Gorgeous. God-like beauty. Verse 41. And thou shalt put them upon Aaron thy brother and his sons with him, and thou shalt anoint them, to anoint them, consecrate them, and sanctify them. Anoint them, consecrate them, and sanctify them, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. Now this is very serious. God said, Moses, make special dresses, and that dress shall be for beauty and for glory. It means excellent, outside beauty, costly. Hallelujah. And thou shalt put them upon Aaron and upon his sons. Now, and then three things are mentioned there. That you should anoint them, say, anoint them, consecrate them, and sanctify them. These three things could not happen until one thing happened. And that one thing is what? Make holy garments and put it upon them. It means you cannot be anointed, you cannot be sanctified, consecrated, you cannot be sanctified without wearing your holy garment. You know, today many want the anointing oil. Many want the signs and wonders. Many want, God use me, God use me. Holy Ghost, everywhere. But what type of garment are you wearing? What kind of garment are you wearing? Can you imagine? Now, so God said, Moses, how said Moses, Moses makes special garment for Aaron. That you should wear your special garment. Very special garment. For glory and for what again? For beauty. Yeah. And then, say holy garment. Put the holy garment upon Aaron and upon his sons, and then anoint them, and then what again? Consecrate them, and what again? Sanctify them. You cannot get the anointing, consecration, sanctification without the holy garment. You know, many are there, they have fake anointing because they have holy garment. They buy anointing, they go to sorcerers for power because you don't have holy garment. And many have been deceived around the world. You need to begin with a holy garment. Do you have a holy garment? You want anointing? Get a holy garment. You want power? Get a holy garment. You want to see the hand of God? Begin with a holy garment. So the Bible says Moses made this garment and dressed Aaron. He dressed Aaron. Hallelujah. So anoint them, consecrate them, sanctify them. So the moment they put the holy garment, now the rest can begin. You cannot begin to anoint somebody without a holy garment. What kind of garment are you wearing? You know the problem around the world, because my father told me a story. Don't give a dog a name that is bigger than the dog. Because when that dog meet the real lion, so many of us have names we cannot back up. You have a name you cannot back up. So when the devil comes against you, they find that you are just a noisemaker. So I refuse to be a noisemaker. You must begin with a holy garment. No holy garment, no power. No holy garment, no consecration. No holy garment, no divine backing. It begins with a garment. What kind of garment do we have? God says you must put upon them this holy garment. And this is the trouble today. Many don't have, many have forsaken, they have abandoned their holy garment. And they are now worldly. So once the holy garment is put upon Aaron, then anoint them. And what again? Consecrate them. Consecrate means what? To be dedicated for a purpose, for an assignment. Sanctify means you are set apart, you are separated from the common. Say anoint, consecrate, sanctify. Say I'm anointed, I'm consecrated, I'm sanctified. I'm anointed, I'm consecrated, I'm sanctified. I'm anointed, I'm consecrated, I'm sanctified. Once a man is anointed, you are anointed for. You are anointed to. So you are now consecrated priest. Hallelujah. Now, I asked a young man who came in 2 days ago, that is a pastor. I said, Pastor, which church do you pastor? I said, I don't have a church. I don't want to offend somebody. Say a pastor is assigned to a parish. You understand? So you can be evangelist without a church, but not a pastor. So a pastor should have what? A place of duty, of assignment. So you cannot be a pastor with a suitcase. You are a missionary. In the same way, if you are anointed, you are anointed for an assignment. You are anointed for a commission. You are anointed and consecrated. So anointed and consecrated and then sanctified. Exodus 29 verse 7. Anointed people, and today you must leave this place with oil of the Lord running through your body in the name of Jesus. Exodus 29 verse 7. Then shalt thou take the anointing oil and do what? You see the word pour. Pour it upon his head. an anointing. The oil is poured, not just applied. Yes. Hallelujah. Is not a little dot upon your forehead? Say, pour it. You know what I mean, pour? Have you ever been under a pour of rain? So the oil is not just applied. It's what? Poured. You know, today in churches, in ordination, we don't want people to do this. In the Old Testament, it's a horn of oil. It's what? They fill this thing with oil and pour. Then a drop. It's a horn of oil. You feel the horn. I mean, that oil will rub until from your head to your feet. It's not a little clump of little dot in your forehead. Say pour. Now, I believe that God wants to pour. The oil is the Holy Spirit. Say pour, O Lord. Isaiah 44, verse 3. And I will pour waters upon him that is thirsty, and a flood upon the dry ground. Now this is the next part. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and bless and my blessings upon thy offsprings. I will pour my spirit. Hallelujah. So it is God's will to pour the oil. Say, oh Lord, pour the oil. Can I hear somebody's voice? Say, oh Lord, pour the oil upon my head today. Anybody here desperate for that? Say, oh Lord, pour the oil upon my head today. Pour the oil in my household today. I don't want a drop. I don't want a drop. Pour the oil. Oh Lord, we pray for an outpouring. Hallelujah. Maybe I'm following us all. Say, oh Lord, pour the oil. That is where the difference begins. That is where the difference begins. There are so many nice Christians without the oil. There are well-dressed Christians without the oil. Well-dressed bishops without the oil. Organized churches without the oil. Beautiful voices in the choir without the oil. Great dances without the oil. The church becoming a drama house. The church become what? A drama house. We bind that spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. The church is not a place of drama. Hey, say, oh Lord, pour the oil. Say, oh Lord, one more time, pour the oil. Oil. Say, oh Lord, pour the oil in Africa. Pour the oil in Cameroon churches. Pour the oil in Nigeria. Pour the oil in Sierra Leone. Pour the oil in South Africa. Pour the oil in Congo. Pour the oil in Chad. Pour the oil, oh God. Pour the oil one more time. In my family, oh God, pour the oil. We need an outpouring. Yamba Kasambiara. Rest of us need to pray. Limbo Korumbe Kesambiara. Yando Boro Kore Kesambiara. Ye can be Kosoboro. Pray in tongues. Yandi be Kesambiara. Hey! Bangando Boyoro. Jebebe Kesambiara. Pour the oil in every pulpit. Pour the oil in every choir member. Pour the oil in every pastor. Pour the oil in every family. Pour the oil, oh God. When a new outpouring. When another outpouring. Hallelujah. Now when David said, you know, listen, sit down, please. Say, my head. Yeah, he does what? Not a word. You know why? Now, if you see, even in my village, we do that. You apply oil in the head of the goat. Everybody have done that before in the village? Okay? Because the goat goes in the bush, in the grass. So when I apply oil, the water will slip. will not get dandruff and all those things that eat the fungi. So the oil will protect the head of the goat. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. The oil will protect your life.
Amen.
Do you have oil on your head? So pour the oil, not just a drop, Lord. Now the next thing, let's see the next principle. Exodus 29 verse 21, for those watching around the world. And thou shalt take of the blood, of the line of blood. And thou shalt take of the blood that is upon the altar. So the blood that is upon the altar. It means a lamb, a goat is killed, and the blood is on the altar also. Take the blood that is upon the altar, and what again? And of the anointing oil. To the blood from the altar and the anointing oil, and sprinkle it upon Aaron and upon his garments and upon his sons, and upon the garment of his sons with him. And he shall be hallowed. Say hallowed. And his garments and his sons and his sons' garments with him. Now this is important. So take the blood from the altar and take the oil. Say the blood and the oil. Shall the blood and the oil. Which come first? The blood. So take the blood from the altar and sprinkle upon him and his dresses, and take the oil and do what? And apply. The oil cannot be on a person without the application of the blood. The blood before the oil. If you see any person that claim to be a man of God without the blood cleansing his life, is a fake prophet. Say the blood. The blood must be sprinkled before the anointing oil is applied. The blood must be sprinkled before the anointing oil is applied. The blood stands for redemption. The blood stands for cleansing. The blood stands for purity. The blood stands for salvation. Before the oil is applied, the blood must first be sprinkled from the altar. Hallelujah. So it is important, very important. You want the oil, you need to know redemption. The blood, the blood. Shout the blood. The blood, the blood of Jesus. Now, write these things. The blood for redemption. The blood for cleansing. The blood for purity. The blood for salvation. This is what qualifies the oil now to be sprinkled upon you. So a man who doesn't have encounter with the blood cannot get encounter with the oil. A man who doesn't have encounter with the blood cannot get encounter with the oil. I met a young man, he said, I was born with four eyes, so I'm a prophet. I said, you're a fortune teller. Yes, sir. Because spiritual gifts have origin in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You are not born with spiritual gifts. So if you're born with, you can be born with skills. Okay? To paint, to write, okay. But if you are born with four eyes, where did you receive the Holy Spirit? Okay. So they are now in churches. Fortune tellers with pastor's garment.
That's true.
They have no encounter with the blood. Say the blood for redemption, the blood for cleansing, the blood for purity, the blood for salvation before the oil is applied. You need to know the blood. You need to know the blood. You need to experience the blood. And this blood of Jesus Christ was shed on the altar of Calvary for our redemption. The blood of Jesus Christ is what cleanses us. It is the blood that purifies us. It is the blood that saves us. Then you can now apply the oil. You are now hallowed. Say hallowed. You know hallowed, what it means? Holy. Holy. But not just holy, especially dedicated unto. Amen. Because of the blood and the oil, you have been hallowed. Say, I am hallowed. Touch not the anointed. Say, darkness, touch not the anointed. Free girl, touch not the anointed. Don't touch me. I'm hallowed. Say, I'm hallowed. Hey, say, I'm hallowed. I'm not like them. I am hallowed. So, don't bring it in my house. I am hallowed. This is hallowed ground. Hallelujah. He know that once oil is, the blood is applied, and the oil is applied. Let me the verse again, please. Exodus 29, verse 21. And thou shalt take of the blood that is upon the altar, and of the oil, and of the anointing oil, and sprinkle it upon Aaron and his garments, and upon his sons, and upon the garments of his sons with him, and it shall be what? Hallowed. You are now holy. Child of God, you are not a noisemaker. You are not a comedian. You are not a joker. You are a holy vessel. You have been hallowed. You are precious. You have been set aside. You might be young. For me, I was hallowed at 16, 17, set aside. 18 years, I was in Bible college. I knew exactly what I was doing. I knew sin from righteousness. I knew the boundary. Hallelujah. I was hallowed. 3 verse 3, please. Hallelujah. So the blood must be sprinkled before the oil. The blood must be sprinkled before the oil. Don't seek the oil without the blood. Hallelujah. So when they see a man of God, ask him, tell me about your salvation story. If a man doesn't have salvation story, run away. Run away. Hallelujah. Come back as Sambiara. Ruth 3, verse 3, please. Can we read it together, please? Everybody, ready? One, go. Wash thyself, therefore, and anoint thee, and put thy raiments upon thee, and get thee down to the floor, but make not thyself known unto the man until he shall have done eating and drinking. So wash thyself, anoint thyself, put on the raiments. So wash yourself, anoint yourself, put on your raiments. Now, Miss Genevieve, when you see somebody just get in the morning, take church dress and put on, without taking a bath, how would that look like? Where are you going to? Go to church. No bath. There's a problem also, if that's a habit. Now what about if somebody take oil and rub his body without taking a bath? Wash yourself, anoint yourself, then put on the raiment. Wash yourself. It's a conscious act that you get in the morning, you took time this morning, you take a good bath, not just shower. You dip yourself in the bath, you sit there for like 20 minutes and scrub yourself well. Amen. You wash yourself. Now spiritually, this is very important. For those who want to go far with God, they have to take a bath. Before Aaron was anointed, he was washed, he was bathed. Wash yourself. And then, after washing yourself, what's the next thing? Anoint yourself. Then, The third thing is what? Put on your garment and step out for the world to see. Many want the display. Many want to step out into the world to see. But without a bath, without the oil. Many want the fame. They want to dress well and be on TV. They want to be on radio. They want to draw crowds. But they have not followed the simple steps. Take a shower and know it yourself, then do what? Step out. We live in a generation that look outwardly clean, but inside dirty. We live in a generation of men that dress well with a coat, but inside the coat is torn and dirty. We live in a generation that men talk well, but live in darkness, because we forget the little principle that you need to begin by wash yourself, anoint yourself, then step out for the world to see the glory of God. God is saying to the church, this is your day to wash yourself. Hallelujah. Say, wash yourself. And then anoint yourself, because God wants to show you to the world. Hallelujah. Listen carefully. Amen. It is very unfortunate not to be ready in the time of your opportunity. It's very unfortunate not to be ready in the day of your opportunity. It is very, very unfortunate not to be ready when God says, this is time to show you to Israel. You know, John the Baptist began his ministry in the wilderness also. And God says to John, this is time to show you to Israel. And then God told John, you know, I'll give you a sign. There's somebody I want to reveal to Israel. And that was Jesus. So Jesus was also coming to be baptized. And God gave him a sign that once he has taken a bath and stepped out, you will see the oil coming from heaven to anoint him before he's displayed to the world. So Jesus said, Jesus washed himself, anointed himself, and what again? Then display to the world. Say, wash yourself, anoint yourself, and then display. It's a very simple principle. Wash yourself. So when Jesus went under the water and he washed himself, and as he stepped out, the Holy Spirit, the oil from heaven, came upon him. And what happened? And then he went for 40 days secret. When he came out, he showed himself with signs and wonders. This is time for you to wash yourself. Anoint yourself. Because God wants to show somebody. God is saying to me, it's a season. I want somebody to be ready for the holy garment. Somebody is going to be raised up in a time like this for the nations of the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody, God has a very special garment. God has a very special garment to place on somebody. And God is waiting. How long will it take you to wash yourself? How many years will it take you to wash yourself? How long will it take you? I have a garment to honor you. I have anointing for your life. I have a platform for your life. I want to put this on somebody. But are you ready? How long does it take you to be clean? How long will it take you to clean yourself? Okay. So many have not been ready for their day of visitation. Are not ready. I took one lady, I go spring in USA. I wanted to bless this lady in Cameroon. She has been a good singer for many years, but she wasn't growing. She's the first gospel singer I know in Southwest. You can know the name. So I took her to a big conference for 7,000 members attendance, just to showcase her. Said, before I preach, and my daughter here is international singer from Cameroon. Give her the mic. I regretted. She wasn't ready for her season. She came with no CDs to sell. In a crowd of 7,000 people. And she chose to sing Cameroonian dialect songs. And the next I talked to her, the next day I did the same thing, two times. He made the same mistake. He lost the opportunity. Will you mess up your day of presentation? Ladies and gentlemen, God is saying, I want to raise up some vessels. I want to anoint some katinkumas. I want to raise up voices. I want to raise some women, some men, but they need to follow the process. Wash yourself, anoint yourself, and get ready for the garment of display. Say, neighbor, your dress is not to stay at home. You know why? You don't dress anything to stay at home. You dress to do what? You dress to do what? To step out. Not so? And then say, wow, this is gorgeous. It looked like a wedding dress, you know. The world see, you know, so it's called display. Are you ready for God to display you? And God says, this is my beloved daughter in whom I'm well pleased. You are blessed in Jesus. So you're dressing to step out. You have been indoors for too long. Say no more. You have been indoors for too long. This is not about coronavirus. Are you understanding me? It's time to wash yourself. It's time to anoint yourself. It's time for the holy garment to come upon you. But are you ready? I can hear the Lord saying, I'm coming soon. I'm coming soon. I can hear the Lord saying, I'm coming soon. I'm coming soon. The harvest is ripe. The Antichrist is born. Israel is getting ready to build a temple. I'm coming soon. Are you ready? God raised Trump as a trumpet for the world. Yes. God raised Trump as a trumpet for the world, as a sign that Christ is coming soon. Hallelujah. Are you ready to carry the mantle? Are you ready to carry the mantle? Before Elisha carried Elisha's mantle, what did he do? He tore his old clothes and threw it away. And he picked his pastor's mantle and put it on. Let's see the fourth thing that takes place. We'll end this morning. 1 Samuel 10 verse 1. Why the anointing? Why the anointing? Why this oil? 1 Samuel 10 verse 1. I don't know what you like. If they give you a bicycle and motorcycle, which one will you choose? Bicycle? Bicycle? Okay. From here to your house with bicycle, I take you like 6 hours. But a cycle take, boom, God. So many have been struggling with bicycle all their life without engine. Then Samuel took the vial of oil and did what? And poured. He poured the oil upon his head and kissed him and said, is it not because the Lord have anointed thee to be what? Not for pleasure. Captain. Say Captain Terence. Captain Juvenile, Captain Romeo. Who is the captain? Commands what? In a restaurant? Sorry? Yes. Battalion. So he was anointed to be captain. Hallelujah. The anointing was for warriors. Anointing you today, Mr. Oscar, to be a warrior, to lead the band, to lead the battalion. Anointing for warrior. Anointing for war. Anointed for battle. Anointing to fight the wars of the Lord. God is saying, I want to raise some captains. Are you ready to fight? Captains, they go in front. Hallelujah. Is that true? Yes. Captains, they go in front. They lead. So captains are prepared to take the first step to face the enemy. And God says, Samuel, I want to raise a captain in Israel. So take the oil and pour upon Saul and tell him, I'm anointing you to be a captain. Hey! Say, hey! Warriors wanted. I'm not hearing a voice. Say, hey! Warriors wanted. In God's kingdom, men of war wanted. Spiritual warriors wanted. Men to do exploits wanted. In Africa, in Asia, in Europe, at the sound of my voice, God is saying today, raise up warriors. Men anointed for battle. God is saying to you, this is your season, this is your time, this is your year to be anointed for battle. Yes, Lord. Are you ready to fight? You know, I've seen in these 3 months, I've seen some very spiritual, lazy priests and pastors. They specialize in texting the latest news. Latest news about rebels. Oh, this is what happening now in Cote d'Ivoire. Oh, in Nigeria, this is what latest news. They are related to all the latest news about the disaster. And these are leaders. I text one person, say, please, can you text verses? Can you text what? Advice. Text what the Lord said to you. You will never see me for you something that is, I can never find something that is not beneficial. I create my own text messages. Amen. Hello. Now, if you are forwarding a message by Prophetess Okoro, who are you? Why don't you forward your own message to your own sons and daughters? Some are specialized in forwarding messages. Hey, Deaconess. Deaconess, write your own word. Message. Say to all daughters, this is what I pray the Lord. Yeah. But some are specialized in forwarding. Oh, Prophetess Okoko from this, I said. Oh, this woman saw a dream. You are specialized in gossip forwarders. Excellent in forwarding messages. They are empty. Say, woman of God, a man of God should receive a message and eager to share. Amen. Now listen, God is saying, raise some warriors. Hallelujah. Say warriors. Singers can be warriors. Look at me, please, Miss Agnes. They can be what? When you get a night to sing, you sing with tears. You sing with passion. You sing with zeal. And people cry. We are tired of all the fancies in Pentecostalism. We need some warriors that you get the mic, you cry in the mic, you sing in the mic, you turn things around. Say, oh Lord, raise some warriors, anointed captains, anointed captains, anointed voices, anointed evangelists, anointed daughters. It's time to see Captain Kuhlman's in World Mission, to see Benahim's in World Mission, to see Oral Robert rising up across the nations. But you must wash yourself. You must anoint yourself and clothe yourself to be anointed as a captain. You must be ready to fight. Pleasure time is over.
It's over.
Say, neighbor. Leisure time is over. It's time to press on.
It's time to press on.
It's time to press on. Hallelujah. It's time to press on. Leisure time is over. Hallelujah. You know, heaven is watching. Heaven is watching. And God is saying, are you ready for that which is coming? Look at me, please, church. Are you ready for that which is coming? Greater than COVID-19 is coming. COVID-19 was just a test to see how the world will respond. And they're still planning for more. The Antichrist is recruiting world leaders for the end time agenda. While the church is playing, they are working hard. They are trying to control the systems of the world. They have the money, they have the technology, and they have the agents. And the first test they're succeeding. And don't think it's the last test. Everything that is done is planned for years. It's planned for years. The church don't seem to understand that we are engaged in a warfare. And this warfare will end up manifesting a world leader. And this world leader will be a solution, a world solution. Now listen, hello. If next 2 months they pass a decree, you cannot fly without taking the vaccine, what will you do? And that's where they're heading up to. You cannot fly without taking the vaccine. That's where they're heading to. What will you do? And if they make it international law, you will not fly without getting a vaccine, a certificate that you are free from this. And that is a test of the 666, how it will come. I'm not saying this is 666, but it's a preparation for the same system. Now they have genuine right. They have genuine reasons why you must get the vaccine. It's for national security. It's to save the whole world. You don't take it, you cannot go to the bank to withdraw money. You don't take it, you cannot buy or sell. You don't take the mark, you cannot fly. You don't take the mark, you cannot transact business. You don't take the mark, you lose your job. Tomorrow, 99.9% Christians will take it. Because we have been tuned not to fight. Muslims fight. Buddhists fight. Christians shy away. Okay. You touch one Muslim, they all rise up.
Thank you.
Touch one Christian, they all run away. Because God is saying, hey, where are the King Saul? I want to raise some captains that can pray, that can fight spiritually, that can speak in the congress, that can speak in the house. Hey, I want to raise some voices in the nation that can say, it will not happen here. I announce America, it will not happen in my generation. So it will not happen in my generation. Are you a captain or you're a coward? Are you a captain or you're a coward? Cowards will run away. They are afraid to speak. They say, Bishop, don't say that. Don't say in public. Hey, listen. Cowards fear death. Captains face the death. God is saying, King Samuel, anoint Saul. I want to raise some end-time warriors. Can we raise some, please? Let's just pray for 1 minute. I just sense the angels in this place. For those who are watching me online, Begin to get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Why don't you wait, okay? Say, Holy Spirit, I'm ready for my season. I'm ready for my assignment. I'm ready for the oil to be poured upon my head. Raise your voice, begin to pray. I want to hear somebody's voice. Don't pray silently. Pray with boldness. Pray as evangelist. Pray like a doctor of the word. Pray with understanding. Come back, Casa. Let me hear some people there. Raise your voice, begin to pray. Holy Ghost, I want the oil. I want the oil. I want the oil. I want the oil. I want fresh oil. I don't want leisure. I want oil. I don't want pleasure. I want the oil of the Holy Spirit. This is my dispensation. I speak to you, wherever you are. This is your season. This is your time. God wants to raise some captains, men of war, men to stand. Men to stand in the gap, men to fight the battles of the Lord. Receive that anointing. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive the grace. Yambara Debio. Keep praying, keep praying, keep praying. Yambanga Debio Siro. Jebebeke Sambiara. I don't want to waste my time in the ministry. I don't want to waste my time in the house of God. I don't want to waste my years in America. I don't want to waste my years in the world. Lord, raise some captains, raise men of war, raise warriors in the house of God. Oh Lord, raise warriors in the house of God. Raise men of war, spiritual giants. Oh God, raise nurses on fire for God. Raise doctors on fire for God. Raise engineers on fire for God. Raise military men on fire for God. Raise pastors on fire for God. Raise deaconesses on fire for God. Raise youths on fire for God. Kambarandimio Kosiro. We need the fire. We need the fire. We need the fire, Lord. We need the oil of the Holy Spirit. Oh God. We need the oil of the Holy Spirit. Come back, Sabiara. Raise some captains. Raise some captains, Lord. Yambangando Muro. Jimiki Samuro. Cara de Biro, Cara de Bia Samuel, Jesus. Cara de Biro, oh Lord, oh Lord, send the fire just now. Oh Lord, send the fire just now. Oh Lord, send the fire just now and baptize everyone. Send the fire, oh Lord, send the fire just now. Oh Lord, send the fire just now. Oh Lord, send the fire just now and baptize everyone. Send the fire, Lord. Oh Lord, send the fire just now. Oh Lord, send the fire just now. Oh Lord, send the fire just now. And baptize every soul.
Let it, let's take it higher and sing with passion. Oh Lord, send the fire just now. So sing the song with boldness. Close your eyes. Forget about your devil. Let's sing it high. Sing it with put effort. Sing it with all your passion. Amen.
Oh Lord, send the fire just now. Oh Lord, send the fire just now. Oh Lord, send the fire just now. And baptize everyone. Send the fire, Lord. Oh Lord, send the fire just now. Oh Lord, send the fire just now. Oh Lord.
just now. Oh Lord, send the fire just now. Oh Lord, send the fire just now. And baptize everyone. Send the fire, Lord.
Oh Lord, send the fire just now.
Fire, fire, Lord.
Oh Lord, send the fire just now.
Oh Lord, send the fire just now.
And baptize everyone.
Send the fire, Lord. Join the prayers. It's very serious. The days coming ahead of us, ahead of the nations, are evil days. Listen carefully. The days ahead of us are evil days. The days towards the election and after the election are difficult days. And it will take men of the spirit to break through the system. It will take men with diligent understanding and the anointing of the Father of God to break through on him. Riots are coming. Bigger riots are coming. Before the election and after the election, there will be more and more serious riots. But the church must be on fire. Those that know that God must be established in the Holy Spirit. Men of the Holy Ghost, no fire can touch you. No winter can touch you. No sword can touch you. No weapon can touch you. It is not good dressing. It's the oil upon your head. Hallelujah. Say the oil upon my head. Hey, say the oil for anointing. The oil for consecration. The anointing for sanctification. Say, oh Lord, pour the oil today upon my life again. Raise your voice and cry to God. I want to hear you. Seek after God. 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 Oh Lord, pour the oil again. Hey, can I hear somebody's voice? Oh Lord, I want to get some passionate prayer people. Raise your voice, pray. Raise your voice, pray. Pray from your heart. Pray from your heart. Oh Lord, pour the oil again. Yandem Biakera. Oh Lord, pour the oil again. Hey. Oh Lord, pour the oil again. In the church in America, in the church in Africa, in the church in Asia, in the church in Middle East, in the church, oh God, in Europe, oh Lord, pour the oil again. Begin to pray, begin to pray. Can you pray, can you pray, can you pray? Yes, sing the Lord, sing the Lord, sing the Lord. Yambo Koyolo, Kande Miki Sayo. Keep praying, keep praying, keep praying. We are engaged in a battle. We cannot survive without the oil. Oh God, pour the oil again. The oil of the Holy Spirit in Africa, let the oil, hey, the oil pour in Ghana, in Nigeria, in Sierra Leone, in Congo, in Chad, in Liberia, every country watching me now. Be desperate for the oil. Be desperate for the oil. You need the fresh oil. The fresh oil. You anoint my head with oil. Hey, yande mio koyoro, kambia kasabira. The church again. Let there be a flow of the river of the oil of God. Pray, pray, pray until you're baptized with a new tongue. In the place of prayer, oh God, baptize the church again. Pour the oil in the church again. In the church in Africa, oh God, pour the oil of your presence in the church in Asia. In Europe, pour the oil. In America, pour the oil. In South America, oh God. Release the oil of the Holy Ghost in Brazil. The oil of the Lord. Keep praying, keep praying, keep praying. I need the oil, Lord. I need the oil of the Holy Ghost. More than life, oh God. The fresh oil. Oh, yeah. Keep praying. Raise your voice. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Let there be a new baptism. 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 Catch a new fire. Catch a new fire. You need the oil to engage in warfare. You need the oil to qualify you as a captain. Lord, today we pray for all our sons and daughters around the world. Let this oil rest upon you. Just thank the Lord. Raise your voice and thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Give you praise. Give you praise. Give you honor, Lord. Be glorified in Jesus. For all our online viewers, please, online church. You know, because you're watching at home, you are still in church. You are still in church. Father, pray for the same oil that is flowing here. Let this oil flow upon your life, wherever you're watching me right now. Receive the same grace in the name of Jesus Christ. For our online church, those in Europe, those in America, it's time to give your offerings and your tithe. In your house, take your bank card, take a credit card, and the link is on the screen. You can give through Cash App or Zelle 202-855-8571. All of you watching me now, it's time for offering. Yes, I mean you. Yes, all of you. I mean you. Yes, you. So give offering today. Try to give your offering today. Give through Cash App or Zelle. You can give through also PayPal account. Or click on the website. There are options to give. You are blessed today. I just pray for our offering. The Lord bless you as you give your offering now. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are blessed in Jesus' mighty name.
Offerings to the right. All tassels to the right. Even if you are using your left, let your tassels be to the right. Tassels to the right. Congratulations.
Hallelujah. God bless you all today. This is Bishop Bonnie. I'm here to present to you World Mission International Bible College, University of Jerusalem. You can study anywhere in the world with our books. All you need is to apply and we mail these books to you. We offer programs in this diploma in ministry and excellence in the Bible. We offer bachelor's in ministry and prophetic studies. We offer master's degree in ministry and public speaking. All of this you can study at your home and take exam at the end of each course. Now we also have a campus in Boya, Cameroon, where classes are going on Monday through Friday with teachers teaching every day. Our goal is to establish men and women with the call of God in the power of the Holy Spirit, prepare them for international ministries. I was born in Cameroon. I live today in Maryland, touching nations of the world. My desire to see you being trained and being licensed and ordained and commissioned to fulfill your ministry in the continents of the world. This is your chance. Give me a call, +1 202-855-8571. We'll rush these books to you.
Once you apply and you register, we mail the books to you anywhere in the world. You begin to prepare. And listen, as I said earlier, we offer diploma in ministry and biblical studies, bachelor's in ministry and prophetic studies, master degree in ministries and public speaking. You can study at your home and write exam, prepare for ordination. Now listen, but the best part of you, for those of you who are in Cameroon, you have a campus in Boya where you can enroll and study in a classroom, and we have excellent teachers teaching there Monday through Friday. And at the end of it, you are ordained and licensed and released to the nations of the world. I want you to consider, because Christ is saying, this is your time. Can you hear the voice of Christ saying to you, whom shall I send? Will you go? I hear the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? Who shall go for us? Will you say, yes, Lord? Souls are perishing. This is your day. No more excuses. I've made it simple. You can study anywhere. You are a doctor, you are a teacher, you are in the military, you are a nurse. You can study from home. Take an exam at the end of each course, and at the end of your lesson, you'll be ordained and licensed and released for ministry. Now listen, this is your time. Do give me a call. Text me on WhatsApp, +1 202 855 8571. You are blessed. Visit the website and you can begin your classes tomorrow if you call me today. You are blessed. This is Dr. Bonnie reporting from Maryland for World Mission International Bible College. You are blessed.
Come to the right, right, all tassels to the right. Even if you are using your left, let your tassels be to the right. Tassels to the right. Congratulations. Wanna do one beautiful cast? Just pull up the cast and hold them up like this.